Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to make land selling fun.
Doesn't this sound hilarious? Like, is that possible?
I know.
Who does that?
Is there a, you know,
it's like
a fun metric?
Like, I'm trying to think of another product that someone say, how to make selling toilet paper fun.
Yeah.
And actually, by the way, they did that. Remember those funny ads where they like send you in the bathroom and you come out? You know, they send you in with like those wipes or your bathroom and you come. Do you remember this?
Everything I've ever read about being in front of a camera or a microphone says you're either going to be one of those people who does the toilet humor or you're not.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that. I'm just saying, like, yeah, we are G rated. We're not E explicit. But I'm just laughing about we can make anything sell. You can make anything fun, you know, including selling land. So I was going to talk a little bit about let's get in a happy place, everyone. And then we'll talk about how it applies to what you're doing.
I have a lot to say about this.
I'm sure you do. There's always one.
Before we get into it. Yeah, there's always one. And there's only two of us.
Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Brian asks, so I got my first mailer out, yay, and I got a return email today from a realtor who's apparently a trustee to an estate of one of the mailers I sent out. He said that he actually has four parcels and we interested in making an offer, and I would be interested in making an offer on all four of these in the estate. So I offered about $2,100 on a 5.5 acre parcel. He also has a 5.45 acres, a 6 acre, and a 10.6 acre parcel. I was trying to come up with a plan for a full offer on all four parcels. He's interested at $385 an acre. Oh, I love that, whatever. So I was thinking about coming in at $225 or $250 for all 27 acres.
All good, A plus.
Uh-huh. Any thoughts or suggestions? I emailed him back to see what ballpark he was in. So I will see if he jumps first on an offer. But in the meantime, I wanted to get my price together. One thing I have to say is I do, not to pick on this community, but it seems like a lot of people in that line of business, not our line of business, the person that your seller's line of business, I was going to read that in a second.
You know, we don't need to.
Oh.
I'm going over
it. Oh, okay.
Because yeah. You're covering it. You're
okay.
Doing a perfect job.
All right. They have a different mindset. They want to reset the market. They want to get max dollar because they get, you know, which makes sense. You're a realtor. You know, you want me to sell your house. I'm pretty sure you're coming to me for help to make it look good, staged right, so you get the best price and the most money out of it. That's kind of my way of thinking. Well, that's not our way of thinking. You know, and I wish realtors would come to me and ask me that. I wish a realtor would say, look, do you want to sell tomorrow and get a good price? Or do you want to sit for 6 months and I'll get a better price? Because you know what? I think everybody would answer that differently and go, oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. So that's my first thought is this may not go very far at all. Because
that's what I think.
If you're off by $100 an acre, that could kill the deal for them, and that is fine. But I would come back with just whatever you think is good, you know, put together what you think. Like, here's what I think, what I like to do. I like to put together a price for the property. I think that one I can sell it for this. I think this one I can sell it for that. And then lump them all together and shave a little bit off of it even, and then give them that big round number and let them divide it up however they want to divide it up. And then if they like it, great, move on. If they don't like it, say, okay, hey, I wish you all the best. That's my highest and best offer. And if you change your mind in 30 days, I'm still going to be here. Let me know. And that's how I would end it.
I have a couple points. Number one, the good news is that they responded really quickly to your letter. And it seems to me that they're interested in making doing a transaction with you based on convenience and not price. So I would if this exact situation happened to me, this is what I would do. Take the offer, see if I want to buy that piece of property for $385. If it looks okay, it's in a place, well, you already kind of sent letters out in that place because you want to buy property there anyway. Good. Look up the other four properties on ParcelFact really quickly, three or four properties, and decide whether or not they have access or that you're interested in that. And then very, very quickly, again, I wouldn't spend more than 15 minutes on this whole thing, maybe 10. Come up with a price per acre, let's say $385 for all the properties combined, and probably cut it close to in half. Not maybe so much in half, closer to $200 to $250, and give them a price. So that if that ends up being $20,000 or $22,000, if my math is right, it's $22,000. And then I would call a person back really quickly and say, it seems to me that you're real interested in making doing this transaction with us out of convenience, not so much out of maximizing price. It's a trustee sale. That's how, congratulations, that's how we do business too. We can put this whole thing together for you in 3 days.
Love it.
And Jill's exactly right. What she said was, real estate, she said it in a very nice way, but I'll clarify. Real estate agents, lawyers, and trustee people, they all want to go back and forth, and they want this to have a big transaction and maximize price, whether it's up or down, and that's just not, it's going to really slow you down in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, by the way, your first mailer worked.
Exactly. And then you know what, Brian, don't spend a lot of stress, don't stress over it.
Yeah.
If they say no, move on, who cares? And you'd be surprised, she might come back. It might be 2 days from now, might be 2 weeks from now, might be 2 months from now.
It's hard for new people to understand. They're not going to sell you these properties because they're not going to choose to sell or not sell these properties based on price. They're going to either, you know, and this is why Jill does so well in this environment. They just love doing business with her. So price just ends up being secondary. Jill's a world-class salesperson. And it has nothing to do with $100 an acre. It doesn't matter. They want it when they know it's her on the phone and they see that she's calling, they want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so it becomes, and Jill makes, number two, Jill makes it very convenient. And quite honestly, so do I. You know, I'm convenience and Jill's like the star when it comes to these real estate deals. And between those two talents, you know, they're going to sell you the property.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not. And if they're not, it's because they're actually, their price, they're going to sell on price. And that's not how we do it.
And they might die with it. Seriously. That happens. You know, I hate to say it, but there you
Today's
go.
Topic, how to make land selling fun. This is the meat of the show.
That reminds me of something funny. Speaking of dying with it, years ago, you and I went after a website. Remember, we have jackjill.com, right? We were trying to get jackandjill.com. Well, it turns out there's this woman, because I reached out, talked to her, like we had email back and forth transactions. Trying to make an offer to get Jack
There's
and Jill.
There's this woman.
Right.com.
How many times have we all said that?
She's clearly stuck on the price. And it's so funny because she wouldn't budge. She wants like $65,000 for this website. And all I could think is, well, I hope it's in the will. Pass that down to your kids because it's probably going to, you're going to still have it. When you pass on, you're not going to get $65,000 for it. I was making a good offer. I'm not going to pay $65,000. I don't want that bad. And then the other thing was, do not let that expire. You know, you better stay on your renewal.
That's what'll end up happening.
Yeah, somebody's gonna grab it, and then I'll buy it for them for $10. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we still want it, but it was just so funny. People just hang on to things. They're really not here to sell. They're here to, it's their prove a point. You know, stubbornness. And it's and it's kind of
it's
sad.
Ingrained in our culture, and it's not just the American culture. If you really look all over the world, negotiation and price maximization and sales is ingrained in everything.
Isn't that true?
I choose to stay out of it.
Well, not only that, what's funny, it's funny you say that. This ties into this too about selling and land and buying things. It's not just people want to sell it for the highest price. People want to say, I bought it for that. You know, I've heard people say, I spent X amount on that car. Who wants to walk around, right? Isn't that funny? I spent X on that watch. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I'm like, I don't understand that way. You
oh,
know?
We've all met people like that.
I do.
All
that's
of us.
True. That's
Some funny. Of us have married people like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not one of them.
Okay. All right. So I want to talk about, I think this is a funny topic. I hope you think this is a funny topic. How to make land selling fun. It's really two parts. One is, are you having fun? And number two, how it relates to selling land and everything else. So, do you want to ask me some questions?
Are you having fun selling, buying and selling land?
I am.
So after all these years, huh?
You know what?
That's amazing to me, Jill, honestly.
It's a
huge compliment.
Thank you. Well, you know, I got to tell you something just happened yesterday. I was in the office. A call came in from someone who just got our house camming ebook yesterday. I went and looked him up. He said he found us back in 2017. I was thinking about land, but he's been flipping houses. And he said the reason he's come to us now, 2 years later, is because he's having trouble. He's like, finding houses his way is drying up. He's like, I'm having a hard time. I'm like, we can help you. He said, I know you can't. So anyway, I was walking by, and you would think I would be tired of this, but I'm not. I'm like, I hear somebody new on the phone, and all of a sudden it gets me excited. I'm like, Amy, give me the phone. She's like, hold on, there's somebody here, right? And I just get right on the phone, and it was really cool to talk to this guy. It's like, oh my gosh, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I'm like, well, we're still here. Welcome back, kind of thing. But it's still fun for me, and I think it's because, you know what? It's my mindset, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So I'm reading this book, and I think it's so flippin' funny. It's written by a girl for girls. So I'm not here. I don't know her. I just picked it up. The title cracked me up. It's called Bitch, Don't Kill My Vibe.
There goes our rated G rating.
Sorry. Okay, B blank TCH. Sorry. Is that bad?
No, it's okay. Okay. It's totally sorry. Fine.
Anyway.
This is a show number 1100 and something.
They haven't.
And, that's the first word that we've said that possibly can be construed as negative. Right. So, no, you're good.
I think we're okay. But anyway, I picked up this book because I don't know why. It just caught my eye. I'm like, oh, this is funny. Whoever wrote this book, and it's not a real thick book, which made me happy too. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a quick like afternoon read. So I'm like, I want to see what this person has to say. I think it's kind of funny. And I got into this book. I'm like, you know what? This is good stuff for all of us to hear and all of us to be reminded of. And the very first chapter starts out talking about, you know, because I, you know, it's important to me because I talk to a lot of people, I do a lot of consulting calls, and a lot of people are mentally stuck. It's not anything about how to buy the land, how to send out mailers, how to price it, how to pick a county, you know, answering the phone, setting up my, you know, website. That's traditionally not a lot of what's going on right now. It's holding people back. It's their mental mindset and just getting going, you know, and making that shift. So I thought, all right, this is important. I want to talk about this. You're just sitting there smiling. You're just very cute. You can interject at any time or ask me questions.
No, I think that you're doing a great job.
Okay.
I have a ton to say about this and about having fun at work.
Okay. Well,
and my I was raised in the Midwest and you were raised in California, and I'm going to counterbalance this when it's appropriate.
Okay. Well, this is good. A lot of this is the first part of the book talks about biology, and I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but how everybody says it, but synapse.
Yeah, synapse.
Okay, thank you. And it really talks about, you know, your brain is going to naturally structure itself to go the lazy path. For example, let's just call a spade a spade. We are hardwired to be a little bit pessimistic and a little bit reserved and cautious. Back to caveman time. Otherwise, if we didn't walk out of the cave and worry that a lion might eat us.
Or a pterodactyl.
Exactly.
I prefer a pterodactyl.
Oh, all right, you want to say pterodactyl. Whatever. So if we weren't programmed that, we wouldn't survive as a species. Check. All right, we can all wrap our heads around that one. Now, this is funny because our windows are getting washed right now. You're going to see it's hilarious. So that's what's going on.
So if you're not interested in what we're saying,
it's going to get funny.
It'll
in
be
a minute.
Interesting to watch the window
what's
washing.
Going on behind us. So yeah, you can just tune out to every word I'm saying right now. All right, back to this. But our brain is naturally lazy, and it's triggered. Basically, it goes to the easiest thought, and we're naturally go to these negative thoughts. I'll fast forward because I can tell I'm losing you here. So anyway. If you are having negative thoughts and you find yourself having more and more frequently negative thoughts, it's totally normal. You're not crazy. It is going to happen. It's your brain just does that. And then how, well, that's great, Jill. How do I fix it? Well, it takes time. You know, and we joke about this because I do wake up happy. I am having a good time. I do think selling land is fun, but you know what? Is it always been this way? Probably. Did I ever have to not work at this? No, I have to work at it too. I have to wake up every day, and there's a little part of me, I mean, I just like you, I can wake up and be pissed off at life, or I can wake up and be happy at life. My mom used to, you know, my mom would say that, you know, you can laugh about it or cry about it. I choose to laugh about it. period. And that's how I roll. And I think that has triggered something in me. And that's why I walk around always looking for the bright side of things, even though I'm sure it makes everybody throw up half the time. But that's just who I am. And you know what? My life's a little bit easier and I have a little bit more fun. And I can use that to my work and use it to selling land. I'm sure no one will disagree that you will write your land descriptions and you will do your work and everything that you do differently based on your outlook that day or your mindset. If you're really pissed off, you're going to sit down at your desk and go, oh my God, I haven't sold anything in 3 weeks. I have 10 more I just bought. I must be stupid. Why did I buy these? And now you're going to write horrible, probably crappy, descriptions of the properties. Yeah, it's way out there. I know. Who would want to live there too? Instead of a positive thing like, isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? Just based on your mindset that day. I can tell you have some questions.
Well, do you think that buying and selling land is equally as fun as buying and selling houses?
Yes.
Do you think those two things are equally as fun as going to dinner?
Yes.
Okay, so here's a difference between you.
Well, no work, but yes, it can
you
be.
You and everybody else. Because this, I've suspected this for a very long time about you.
Okay.
There's a situation in front of you, and you are going to what I used to call skip along the top.
Yeah.
You're going to skip along the whole thing and make it fun and make it interesting. And consequently, and there's huge theories to support this academically forever, mm-hmm. for all through the 20th century, that you will gather people around. If you're having fun, they're going to have fun too. If you're going to be really super cool to a seller, mm-hmm. they're going to be super cool to you. Mm-hmm. You know, these are basic sales rules that, and they've been written by every sales author since, 1920. So starting, I think, with like Mary Kay, and that's not wrong.
I don't think it's sales. I think it's life.
Yeah, it's life. So, yeah. I mean, but it applies to sales because sales is life. And that's just, we're in the sales business. I don't care what you do for a living. You're in the sales business. Here's the thing. Not all of it's fun. You know, spreadsheeting out why you didn't do as well last month and why you might do better this month or for whatever reason isn't that fun. So what she's done, to her credit, is hook up with me. And so Jill gets to do, now this is to her, not me.
Oh no.
All the fun stuff, according to her. You know, I don't think it's fun to answer the phone. I was in Jill's office, I think it was last week. It was it was Monday.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're like.
And the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, because we're having like an important conversation about some really cool stuff that we're doing, these new things we're launching. And she's like, hold on. It's the special number with the land. And bang, she answers the phone and there's a deal on the other end. And she's entirely in her moment and in her element. And I can hear the other person on the other end of the line go from, yeah, and then one more notch up. Oh, okay. Oh, really? Just Jill turned it around in 30 or 45 seconds. That is my nightmare day. So I crawl back into my hole, spreadsheet the whole thing out, develop a new tech product like Parcel Factor or whatever. So is buying and selling land fun for me? No. There's some stuff that surrounds it that I love, and I choose to do those things, and they're fun for me. So we have control over this.
Well, maybe you were saying the same thing.
We are saying the same thing.
Maybe it is fun, but you don't like that part, you like this part.
Right, so I think, is buying and selling land fun? The answer is no.
I bet.
Parts of it are.
Hold on a moment.
For me.
Is looking at the bank balance when someone checks out fun?
For that moment, yes.
Okay. Is setting up auto pay online so it happens even faster and easier, is that fun?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're saying the same thing. There's components. I don't think it's just, I can't think that you can say a blank statement like, you know, I'll give you an example. Here's the anatomy of a career of an advanced member and how they get to be an advanced member in Land Academy. We're going to go way over in this. Do you care?
No.
Everybody in our group who starts out does all these jobs themselves, and including me. I started out doing all these jobs, and so did Joe separately, and joined forces later in our career. And so one of the things that happened to me was I hated making cold calls because this is before the internet. So I devised this system. If you're a longtime listener to the show, you've heard this before. I devised this system of sending faxes out overnight because you couldn't do it with email and internet didn't kick in. to people who own long-term care facilities, and that my whole motivation to do that was because I didn't like this one component. I loved buying and selling real estate. That's fun.
Yeah.
But I did not like the cold call component and never mastered calling somebody who owns a facility, or in this case, land, cold, and saying, hey, you know, I really like to buy your property. You know, if you're going to get destroyed if you do that.
Right.
I think. Maybe Jill's not.
I'm
I don't
fine.
Know. Maybe Jill can make 100 phone calls, 100 cold phone calls to rural property owners and sell or buy 3 or 4 properties.
We're doing it right now.
Right. So we're making the mail work for us.
Well, what,
so my whole component, here's the thing. All I'm saying, we can talk about this for a really long time. Buying and selling land for me is really fun because I have the right partner.
Thanks.
Back to this anatomy of everybody who is in our advanced group. We right. all start this stuff. We're a one-man show. And we all learn very, very quickly. It's like, wow, I don't want to do deeds anymore. So I'm going to get somebody that's real fun for me to hire somebody to do deeds out at $35 a unit or whatever. Or whatever. So
you
I think
what?
It's really important not to just say, happy day, it's so fun, and I love doing it. When in reality, there's no way you love every component of this. You might love 80% of the components and sub out 20%. In my case, you might love 50% of it and bring a partner in who loves the other 50%. We have our advanced group is packed full of team members who do this for each other.
Okay.
So, you know, that's I could talk about this for quite some time, and this is a Jack and Jill show thing.
Okay.
Because I'm not, you know, Mr. Happy Pants all the time.
I wouldn't know that based on this conversation. Really?
Something happened to us like a week ago and just said, well, that's great, Mr. Poopy Pants. Thanks.
I'm over it. No, but you know, I want to say though, you look at it your way, I look at it my way. And that's, and here, I want to end it on this. You can change it. If you're walking around right now, if you're a little more Eeyore and you want to be more Tigger, I know it sounds crazy, you can. You just have to really work at it. It takes some time. And this is, as funny as this little silly book is, it actually has a lot of good points in there. I think it's great. I don't know who they are. Nobody paid me anything. I just think I found it on Amazon. I'm like, throw that in the cart. Let's see what this is.
Well, let me ask you this. Are sure. you happy with how you walk around? And
yes.
how you project to other people and,
yes.
and all that?
Okay, well, you, good. Should I do more?
No, I'm asking you.
Okay.
If you're happy, that's all that matters.
You know why? I because of the feedback that I get. If I got feedback from people saying, oh my God, she is like cranky and mean. Nobody likes her. Here she comes. Don't be around that person. I would make some changes immediately. So
would I, by the way.
Okay, good.
Because I'm real happy how I'm walking around like 98% of the time, but
that's
I don't think
good.
Anything's 100%.
That's good.
I think if you skip along the top and have a happy face too much, you're gonna lose credibility. There's
I
a lot of show. You have a ton of you, the listener or watcher, have a ton of options for what to listen to or watch right now, and our numbers are pretty good. So you must think that there's some credibility in all this based on our membership and what we provide and these conversations, because I think there are a lot of shows and a lot of people out there that just skip along the top of everything, and there's no meat to anything. I think that.
Okay.
I know you've been doing a lot of research for the Jack and Jill show. You know what? This is a good time to talk about this.
I'm not sure. You know what, Steven? Right now, sometimes this is the Jack and Jill show. You know, and I just talked to Erin about that a little while ago. I said, I'm struggling with the Jack and Jill show. I think this is the Jack and Jill show. And she's like, I think so too.
Just land?
It might be. I don't know.
That's not so wrong.
I know. I mean, we really just had a conversation about this, like, before I sat down. I said, I'm doing all this research. I'm watching other people's shows. I'm coming up with the things that we do great, which is most of it what we do great. I'm finding a lot of shows that are like, this is so boring, I can't even tell you.
Yep.
They're reading a story from a script.
Oh, jeez.
And they're narrated. I'm like, who? I don't
understand.
It's like
a book on tape.
Exactly.
But
that's
a bad
not my
one.
Thing. Exactly. You know, and it's like supposed to be about relationships. I'm like, oh, could this be even more boring? I'm hearing about someone's date narrated that it went wrong.
Well, that gets, sheesh, that will make me feel good. For starters, that makes me feel good. Maybe that's the goal.
I could fill volumes with that.
But, so I don't know. Maybe.
So what if, so let me throw this out.
Okay.
The name, the title of this show right now for Land Academy is How to Make Selling Land Fun.
Right.
So the Jack and Jill title might be, are you having enough fun in your life?
Could be.
And then we talk about, yeah, I have fun at work. Yeah, I have fun here. I don't have so much fun over here. How can we make it better? Maybe it's never going to change. That could be a Jack and Jill
that
topic.
That could be too. I agree.
We should try it.
Okay.
You want to do it right now?
No.
I do.
All right. You want to go way over?
I don't care if it goes over.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Everybody stop listening by now anyway.
All right. Go. Now this is, now you're the lead. I did that show. You do this show.
So what's the title? How are you having enough fun?
Okay.
Are you having enough fun in your life and your work?
Am I?
Yeah, that's the title of the show because I'll forget it if I don't write it down.
All right, so you're asking me, Jill, am I having enough fun? You know what? If my answer is yes, and if it's not, if I'm not having enough fun, you know what? Whose fault it is? My own.
So this is how I honestly see the Jack and Jill show going. So it's not so much about land. It's about work and relationships and partnerships and what we did last weekend and what, you know, things like that. So while the centers around land,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this show centers around land, the Land Academy show. It's a real easy, you can just take the word out of land out of every title and really kind of talk about what we would do anyway, which is managing a staff, managing each other in a relationship, the great, fantastic partnerships that we have created, starting with you and I,
mm-hmm.
setting an example for many people.
Aren't we already doing this?
100,000 listeners. Yeah, it's just all wrapped up under land, you know.
I'm so okay with that. We can talk more.
Yeah, I don't know why you're kind of pushing back on this.
Because I think we're already doing it. I really do.
And you think the focus should be land?
Well, you know,
it should be in the title of everything?
I don't know. Well, let's talk more. I have to think on it. You know what? I'm the kind of person, I can't make a decision right now, and I can't. I have to think on it.
Well, you can see my point, right?
I do. Absolutely.
Join us next time for an episode called Do Low Offers Really Work?
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Wow. That was a long show.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad. Sorry. Sorry for those of you driving somewhere and you're still sitting in the car. For those three of you that are still listening and still sitting in the car.
It doesn't.
It's ending.
I get a lot of email about this show. And half the people say, I wish the show was a little longer because I could really use more advice about X. Or they say, I wish you guys could do two questions instead of one.
Aww.
It would save me more time.
That's funny.
They never say, like, the show's too long. I've never heard anyone say that.
Good. Cool. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you are watching, wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.